Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everyone hear me? Okay, good. Praise the Lord. All right, if you could put your prayer requests in the chat, we will start with prayer. I have many unspokens. Brother Dwayne has unspokens. Sister Pam has unspokens. Brother Joe, unspokens. Sister Mindy, many unspokens. Sister Alvy, unspokens. Sister Ida, unspokens. Sister Jania, unspokens. Sister Fran, many unspokens. Sister Geniza, unspokens. Have a blessing, Sister Mary. Brother Gilbert is praying for his wife and everyone on our prayer list, unspokens, and himself. Okay, it looks like about everybody. So we will get on our knees and open up with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this Sabbath day. Thank you for bringing us all together to study, to fellowship, and just to worship you. And thank you, Father, for being with us throughout our week, through the trials, and bringing us peace through those trials. And thank you, Father, for our children's study today. And I pray, Father, that the lessons that are in today's story will bless the children that are here, as well as those that will be listening to the recording. And Father, we ask that you to please bless our, or please answer our unspoken and spoken prayer requests. And to just help us to overcome all things and choose to get closer to you. Please bridle my tongue and any other tongue that may speak on your behalf this hour, as well as for later today in church services. And we just thank you and love you and praise you. And it's with the help of, oh, and also, Father, if we have any sins on us, please, please, please forgive us of our sins. We are so sorry for them. And so with the help of the Holy Spirit, we pray for all of these things in our King, our Redeemer's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Have a blessing, Brother Anthony. All right. I know you have praises to share. We got one more week, I think, a week or two, maybe a week for Testimony Sabbath, but we can praise him every day, regardless if it's Testimony Sabbath or not, right? So while I wait for you to put your praises in the room, I will start with mine. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy that comes with it, and praise the Lord for the strength to get through another week. Praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day and the nature walks, not only today, but throughout the week. So it was really nice. Praise, as I mentioned in the prayer, praise the Lord for the trials and the peace, with those trials. And I praise the Lord for being with you all today and just so many other blessings, you know, little and big. We just can go on and on and on with all the praises that we have for him. So praise the Lord. Oh, also, I want to praise the Lord for the watermelon that my neighbor, or our neighbor, upstairs brought me this morning. So that was nice and kind of them. So praise the Lord. Looks like a good one, too. as Pam says, praise the Lord for his endless love and mercy. I have a little bit more lag today, seems like. A lot of lag. Brother Gilbert is thanking the Lord for his many, many mercies, his salvation, his graces, his love. The Lord is always very good. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Sister Ida praises God that she's doing better, and I thank him for his promises and blessings. Praise the Lord. Sister Mindy praises the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for salvation and the joy it brings and the peace that only Christ can give. All his many, many blessings that she doesn't deserve. Her beloved church family and his wonderful love. Amen, sister. Brother Jesse praises the Lord for his wisdom and long suffering. Praise the Lord. Sister Izzy praises the Lord for this lovely Sabbath and for the food and water we have. And thank you for healthy fruits and veggies in the garden. Amen. Oh, those fruits and veggies from the garden, oh, those are the best. Brother Gilbert says, and too many other things. Amen and amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, there's so many things to thank him and praise him for. Sister Fran praises the Lord for salvation, for this beautiful Sabbath day, for Heavenly Father, who is indeed a loving Father to us all, and for Jesus, our King, Savior, and Friend, and for the Holy Ghost, for always guiding us through till the end. There's so much more praise for God, but I'll be here all day typing. Amen, sis. Sister Jania praises the Lord for answered prayers. The blessing we receive and give me a new life every day. Amen. Echo that as well. Sister Hannah, praise the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for God's amazing mercy and grace and many blessings of healing and love in Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'll give it another minute or two before we begin. I want to make sure I get everybody's praises. Sister Hannah, I also want to praise the Lord for blessing me with the new car, a gift from the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Luna praises God for all he's done for us, for all his animals, beautiful flowers, and his healing for everyone, for his protection on the road every day. Praise him for her great-grandma and her Nana. Brothers Gabriel and Isaiah praise the Lord for the blessings, for all the healing he has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for his church family, for the roof overhead, and for the food he provides. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Amen. Sis Mary wants to praise the Lord for salvation and the joy that comes with it, for the many mercies he shows us, for the patience and long-suffering, for giving us the strength to overcome the trials and the many things he does we don't even know. Amen. For their healing grandmas. Amen. Damien praises God for all the praises. Amen, little brother. Okay. All right. I believe that's everybody. So let's get started with our story for today. So this is going to be a little bit different than our usual. We're still going to do the life of Christ. I think we're on part six. But instead of Brother Joe putting a paragraph of the story in the room where he's going to give you a link to follow, when I was trying to put everything together yesterday, it wouldn't let me copy. And you'll see why when you go to the PDF, because the article is heavily stained, so it wouldn't let me copy certain parts of it. So I just thought it'd be easier if you guys just follow along, or if you don't have a computer or you're listening on the phone, you can just listen. Either way, it's fine. So if you go to page 3 of the PDF, and where it talks in the first few words of that section is called the chief priest, and it's number 13. I actually got to go there myself too. Okay. Oops. All right. And once everybody's ready, let me know, and I can begin reading. So again, it's page 3 of the PDF, and it's above it, it should say number 13, the chief priest. Okay, Brother Justy's ready. Mindy's ready. I'll give it another minute. Jimmy is ready and TC is ready. Okay. Pam's ready. Gabriel and Isaiah's ready. Okay. All right. I think that's good. All right. Let's begin. Oops. All right. The chief priests and elders sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, and finally two false witnesses were found. They spit in his face and smote him with the palms of their hands and made derision of the Lord of life and glory. The next morning they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. And you can read this in Matthew 27. Poor Judas, who had betrayed the Lord, when he saw that Jesus was condemned to die, brought the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, which he received for betraying him, and cast it down in the temple, went and hung himself. When Jesus was accused, he answered nothing. At this, Pilate marveled greatly. At the feast, it was customary for the governor to release a prisoner. They then had a notable prisoner called Barabbas. His crime was sedition and murder. Combine this in Luke 23, verse 19. And when Pilate asked the people which he should release unto them, Barabbas or Christ, the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude to ask for Barabbas and destroy Christ. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered round him the whole band of soldiers. They then stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. They plaited a crown of thorns and put it upon his head and put a reed in his hand, and bowed the knee before him, mocking him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! They also spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote the Lamb of God on his hand, on his head. After they had mocked him, they took off the scarlet robe, and put his own raiment on, and led the dear Savior away to crucify him. They compelled Simon of Cyrene to bear the cross. When they came to Golgotha, they gave Jesus vinegar mingled with gall to drink. Oh, what treatment the precious Savior received. They then nailed his hands and feet to the cross. Then raising the cross, which Jesus nailed to it, and thrust it into a hole dug in the ground with such force as to dreadfully tear the flesh of his precious hands and feet. There are two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. Over his head, his accusation was written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. It was the third hour of the day, or 9 o'clock in the forenoon, when Jesus was nailed to the cross. You can read Mark 15, verse 25. And from the sixth hour, 12 o'clock, there is darkness over all the land until the ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. In about the ninth hour, Jesus cried, It is finished, and bowed his head and died. 6 dreadful hours he hung upon the cross. And the next instructor we designed to mention his burial, resurrection, ascension, and his return to this world again. Amen. All right. So before we get started with our quiz, we'll have a song by Brother Twain.
Happiness in the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, happiness is the Lord. Yeah, we are happy and joyful because of Jesus. Amen. Brother Jesse, oh, I know what you're saying, brother. For this one in particular, I think this actually is just meaning what time of the day that Jesus was crucified. But what you're referring to, the seven churches, four movements, that's found in Matthew 20, the laborers in the vineyard. So. All right, let's get started with our quiz. All right, question number one. What did the chief priests and elders seek to put Christ to death? A, false witnesses. B, Romans. Or C, other priests. A, B, or C. Correct, yep, as A, false witnesses. We don't know their background. It's not mentioned in the scripture. I don't believe. If I'm wrong, correct me, but I don't believe it says if they're the Romans or they're priests, they're just false witnesses. All right, question number two. What did they do to the Lord of life and glory? And this is A, fill in the blanks. Blank in his blank, and blank him with the blank of their blank, and made derision. Or derision here means laugh at or mock. Correct. Yep. All right. So I'll read it with the blanks filled in. They spit in his face and smote him with the palms of their hands and made derision. All right. Good job. All right. Question number three. What did they do to Jesus the next morning? A, let him go. B, bound him and led him to Pilate. Or C, gave him food. Correct. Yep. B. They bound him and led him to Pilate. Question number four. What did Judas then do? What did Judas then do? I'll give you a hint. Silver and suicide. Yep, correct. Yeah, he returned 3 pieces of silver back to the priest and went and hung himself. Good job. Right, question number five. It was customary for the governor to release a prisoner at the feast. True or false? true. Yep. It was customary for the governor to release a prisoner at the feast. All right. Question number 6. What notable prisoner had they? A. Alexander. B. Caesar. Or C. Barabbas? Correct. Yep. C. Barabbas. Question number 7. What was his crime? What did Barabbas do? What did he do to make him be in prison? Correct, yep. Sedition and murder. And sedition just means he incited rebellion against the authority of the state. All right, question number 8. What did Pilate ask the people? What did Pilate ask the people? Correct. Yep. He asked them who he should release unto them, Barabbas or Christ. All right. Question number 9. Which did they choose? Correct, yep, they chose Barabbas. All right, question number 10. Where did the soldiers then take Jesus? A, the common hall where a band of soldiers surrounded him. B, the temple, or C, to Herod. A, the common hall where a band of soldiers surrounded him. Good job. Question number 11. What did they there do to him? A, stripped him. B, put a scarlet robe on him. C, put a crown of thorns on his head. D, gave him a reed. Or E, all of the above. Correct, yep, is E, all of the above. All the torture and humiliation our Lord and Savior went through for us. He loves us so much. Okay, question number 12. What did they say to Jesus as they mocked him? A, prophesy unto us. Or B, hail, King of the Jews. This one's a little bit tricky, huh? It is B, hail, King of the Jews. There was another time where they did say prophesy unto us, but at this specific time, this one they have said, hail, King of the Jews. All right, good job overall, though, guys. Praise the Lord. All right, so thank you for being with us for another Sabbath and another children's story. And I, we're willing, I will see you next week. And I'll pass the mic over to Sis Mindy for the Ten Commandments. God bless. Sabbath blessings.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sis Katie. Praise the Lord. All right, so this Sabbath, we're going to be doing a new study, and it's called A Blessing or a Curse. And Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. I'm not sure we're going to get through the whole study. There's 19 questions, so we'll see how we're doing on time. All right, and the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee blank of stone and a blank and blank, which I have written, that thou mayest blank them. Exodus 24:12. Fill in the blanks. All right, very good. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. All right, question number 2. Who wrote the Ten Commandments on tables of stone? Was it A, Moses, B, God, or C, Aaron? Very good. We all know it was God. He wrote it with his very own finger. Question number 3. You shall keep my blank and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my blank and do them, then I will blank you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. That's Leviticus 26:2-4. All right, very good. I'll read it with the blanks. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. All right, question number 4. God promises if we walk in his statutes and keep his commandments, he will do what? Is it A, he will give rain in due season, so the land shall yield her increase? B, he will cause the trees of the field to yield their fruit, or C, both A and B. Very good. The answer is C, both A and B. Question number 5. And the Lord blank unto you out of the midst of the fire, and you heard the blank of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even blank, and he blanked them upon the tables of stone. Deuteronomy 4, verses 12 through 13. All right, we'll wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right, I'll go ahead and read it with the answers. And the Lord said unto you, out of the midst of the fire, ye heard his voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. All right, question number 6. Who spoke out of the midst of the fire to the people and gave them the 10 commandments? A, Moses, B, Aaron, or C, God? Very good. The answer is C. God spoke out of the midst of the fire to the people and gave them the 10 commandments. All right. Question number 7. Therefore, thou shalt blank the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a blank land, a land of brooks, of blank, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olives, and blank, a land wherein thou shalt eat blank without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills that mayest dig brass. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 6 through 9. And I'll just, rather than reading the whole thing, I'll just go over the words that fill in the blanks. All right. The first one is keep. The second one is good. The third one is water. The fourth one is honey. And the last one is bread. All right. That did a great job. Question number 8. What did Moses tell the people God would do if they kept his commandments? A, God will bring them into a good land of brooks of water. B, God will give them a land of wheat and barley. C, God will give them a land of vines and fig trees and pomegranates. Or D, all of the above. Very good. The answer is D, all of the above. Question number 9. Behold, I set before you this day a blank and a blank, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I blank you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the blank of the Lord your God. But turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. And I'll read it with the blanks filled in. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which you have not known. All right, very good. Question number 10. I think this will be the last question, and then we'll finish the study up next Sabbath so that we can go over the Ten Commandments. All right, question number 10. What did Moses tell the people would happen if they obeyed or disobeyed God's commandments? A, the people would be blessed if they obeyed God's commandments. B, the people would be cursed if they did not obey God's commandments. C, God would not do anything to the people if they obeyed or disobeyed his commandments. Or is it D, both A and B? Very good. The answer is D, both A and B. All right. You guys did a great job, and we'll finish up this lesson next Sabbath so we can go over our Ten Commandments. And this Sabbath, we're going to be turning, we're going to get our Bibles out, and we're going to turn to Exodus 20, Exodus chapter 20. Let me know when you all are ready. Okay, I guess that means you're ready with that little celebration emoji. All right, everybody's getting ready. Praise the Lord. Okay, so this time, as we go over the commandments, I'm going to read the commandment, all right? You tell me what commandment it is and what verse or verses, okay? I'm going to make it a little easy on y'all. All right, so everybody's ready. Let's get started. And we're going over Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments, and I'll read the first one. Thou shalt not steal. What commandment, what number of commandment is that, and what verse is it? Right, everybody's getting their answers in. That's commandment number 8, and it's verse 15. All right, on to the next one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right. Very good. That's commandment number 1, and that's verse 3. On to the next one. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. All right, very good. That is commandment number 4, and it's verses 8 through 11. You guys are doing a great job. All right, on to the next one. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. All right, very good. That is commandment number 10, and it's found in verse 17. All right, on to the next one. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Very good. That's commandment number 7, verse 14. On to the next one. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The commandment with a promise if we obey it. Very good. That's commandment number 5, verse 12. All right, on to the next one. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right, very good. That is, wait for a regular answer then. That's commandment number 9, verse 16. All right, the next one. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Very good. That is commandment number 2, verses 4 through 6. All right, on to the next one. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right. Everybody get their answers. I have a little lag going on. That is commandment number 3, verse 7. All right, on to the next one. And this is the last one. Thou shalt not kill. Okay, wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right, very good. That's commandment number 6, verse 13. Okay, so for next Sabbath, I have an assignment for all of you to do, and we're going to start memorizing the Ten Commandments, which I think is very, very important that we do that. And we'll start out with an easy one to memorize. We're going to be memorizing the commandments out of Exodus 20. I just feel those commandments, those are the actual commandments spoken from God. So those would be the ones that we're going to memorize. And let's memorize. Hey, how about y'all vote? Which one do you want to memorize? Which commandment would you like to start with memorizing? And what I mean by memorize is we're not going to be looking in the Bible when we put them in the chat room. We're going to type them without looking at the verse in the Bible. And we want to, word for word, how it's exactly worded in the Bible is how I want you to type them in the chat room, okay? So does anybody have any suggestions on which commandment we want to memorize for next week? Katie says commandment number 9. That's a good one. 3 or 1. We'll see which one gets the most votes, okay? That's the one we'll go with. Anybody else want to make a suggestion which one to memorize? Come on. Number four. That's a pretty long one. But that would be a very, very good one to memorize. Okay, so far we have commandment number 9, we have commandment 3, commandment 1, and commandment number 4. So out of those, which one should we go with? We got 4 to choose from. Commandment number 2 or commandment number 4. Those are both long ones. Do them in order, says Hannah. Well, you know, that's a great idea, sister. That way we don't lose track of which ones we memorized. All right, number 4, number 3. All right, what do you all think about? Let's do them in order. If you agree, put yes. If you don't agree, put N for no. Or just put no. Do them in order. Everybody vote. Yes or no. That's fine. That's a yes. Anybody else? Yes or no? Do them in order? All right, we're getting thumbs up. We're going to do them in order. So we're going to memorize commandment number 1. Okay, and then we're going to be memorizing them out of Exodus chapter 20. Okay, so next Sabbath. No cheating, no looking at the verse in the Bible or looking it up, you know, on Bible Gateway or anything. I want you to memorize it, and you're going to type it from memory, word for word, okay? And I know you're all going to do a great job. All right, praise the Lord. All right, I think this would be so good for us all to memorize the Ten Commandments. We all know how important they are. And God will help us to memorize them, okay? I'll pray for God to help us to memorize them. I love you all. God bless, and have a wonderful and beautiful Sabbath, and I'll see you next Sabbath.